shine.
We are in Egypt, come to a great alim deen, a great scholar, a great muhaddith, a great mujtahid, none other than Hazrat Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Shafi'i was born the same year that Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu had passed away. By the age of 7, he had memorized the glorious Quran. By the age of 10, he had memorized the Muwatta of Imam Malik. He says that my focus was on two things. One, fil ramyi. Second was fil ilm. He was brilliant at archery. He was also a brilliant horse rider. Archery is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Horse riding is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His mother said to him that when you do go to this Imam Malik, seek his respect, his manners before his knowledge. And this was a very, very important lesson. He has approximately 17 teachers. Hazrat Imam Malik was his main teacher. Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he differed with Hazrat Imam Malik, he would say that my master mentioned this and my opinion is this. You see, he was a mujtahid, so he was able to give his own opinion. Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the student of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He states about him, for the second century, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the mujaddid, great lover of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Where to begin, subhanallah. This was the brilliance of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Many viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of blessed shrines of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Today we've come to a great individual, a great alim deen, a great scholar, a great muhaddith, a great mujtahid, none other than this great scholar, this great mujtahid, Hazrat Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
To visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. Is it the saints? To visit the saints. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الحمد لله عز وجل we are learning about the life of the Imam Shafi'i رضي الله تعالى عنه. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate to be in these valleys, in the streets of the blessed shrine of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i رضي الله تعالى عنه. Now about Hazrat Imam Shafi'i رضي الله تعالى عنه, you know, he had many teachers, one of whom was Imam Malik, Hazrat Sufyan ibn Uyayna. It has been stated about Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he became a mufti at the age of 15. Yes, one of his own scholars, Madavi, was one of his own teachers, Ibn Khalid al-Zanji radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He authorized him to become a mufti at the age of 15. Subhanallah, such a tender age. Allahu Akbar. But my dear viewers, he's famous for his strong memory. And this is a very, very important lesson. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was not a very rich person. In fact, he was very, very poor, my dear viewers. And it's said that he could not even afford to buy the appropriate parchment for his time. That he would write things on dead skin. He would write on whatever remains he was able to find to write on, my dear viewers, bone sometimes, leather sometimes. This would be the state. And Hazrat Imam Shafi'i, about his memory, it's been mentioned that whilst he would be reading, if he was to read something written by somebody else, and whilst he was reading, if he was to be reading somebody's book, then there would be two sides to it, my dear viewers. Like we have two pages in this day and age. And when he would turn the page, he would have to quickly cover the second page. Because you could say he had a photographic memory. If he was to leave it uncovered, he would see both sides together, and this is how he would memorize it. It would be mixed up. And he would learn it so fast, he would quickly cover it, he would look at one page, he would look at the second page, he would turn over. And a beautiful, beautiful lesson for us is what Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu himself, he says. He says that one day I was reading, you know, looking at one page, I covered the second, and then I looked at the second, I turned over, I was reading. And then he says, for a second, I raised my eyes, and I saw from the corner of my eye the shin of a woman as she was walking by. And then I quickly lowered my eyes, and immediately I saw that I could not memorize as quickly as I would before. Before I would read it, immediately I would turn over, I would have memorized it. But this time it would not be the same. So then he himself narrates, he himself tells us that I approached my teacher Hazrat Waqi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Fashakawtu ila Waqi'in su'a hifzi. He says, I complained to my teacher Hazrat Waqi' about the decrease, the imperfection in my memory. I had a bad memory. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. And that my teacher told me that I should leave sins, I should refrain from sins. And then he advised me and he says, وَقَالَ, and he said, إِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى لِعَاصِي. This is a beautiful lesson, my dear viewers, for all the students out there, generally everybody out there. What does he state? He says that for indeed knowledge is light, and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be gifted to a person who is disobedient to a sinner. But if you of inshallah, many of us sometimes we think, why do we have such a weak memory? Hazrat Imam Shafi'i, he inadvertently just glanced for a moment, a split second, the shin, my dear viewers. And this had such an impact on his memory. We complain of weak memories. One of the reasons, my dear viewers, could be sins, to refrain from sins. Alhamdulillah, undoubtedly, there are many lessons to be learned from the life of Hazrat Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It said that Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would spend his entire nights worshipping, and his days he would spend also worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting, my dear viewers. It said that Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, he would recite the entire Quran every single day. And once Hazrat Imam Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the house of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i. Hazrat Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this was Hazrat Muhammad al-Shaybani. Hazrat Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the student of Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. So Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu was actually the student of Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that once Hazrat Imam Muhammad came to his house, and Hazrat Imam Shafi'i, when it was the time to sleep came, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, he was worshipping, he was reciting the Nawafil. Hazrat Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu was laying on the bed. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i was surprised, he was astonished. You know, what's this? This is my teacher, and this, he spends his night sleeping. And then when the time for Fajr Salah approached, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i, and out of respect for his teacher, he brought water and he placed it by his bedside so that when he gets up he can do his ablution. And then he waits for him. Hazrat Imam Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gets up without performing ablution, he goes and prays his Fajr Salah. He asks his teacher, his Shaykh, Hazrat Imam Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, what is the reason for this? And his Shaykh says that in fact the entire night you were worshipping, this was only benefiting you. I was not sleeping, but I was extrapolating masail, I was extrapolating laws, principles from the glorious Quran. I was taking ruling from the glorious Quran. And throughout the entire night, I took over 1,000 rulings from the glorious Quran I had extrapolated. And I did not sleep. This is why I got up and then I immediately prayed my Salatul Fajr. My dear viewers, Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu, a great individual, subhanAllah, his teacher is Imam Muhammad, his teacher Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu anhu, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are proud to say we are followers of Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu anhu, and there are also millions of Muslims, alhamdulillah. You know, the people in Egypt, they are muqallidun, they are followers of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu. That's why they are known as Shafi'is. But we love every single one of them. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake. Sallu alil Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. A person who is followed by millions of Muslims all around the world, and especially the people of Egypt, they are Shafi'i. They are muqallidun, they follow Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We are extremely fortunate to be here at the court of the great Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose shrine we are at, alhamdulillah, whose dome we can see behind us. Inshallah, we shall do dua, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. He was a great mujtahid, one of the four great imams, a leader of one of the schools of thought. Subhanallah. I pray that if you have said anything wrong, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His immense rahmat, His mercy upon us, our households, grant us knowledge of the deen. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we shall leave this episode here. The episode on this great imam, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But do join us for our next episode. Alhamdulillah, we have some other great awliya Allah in Cairo, Egypt, who we shall be going to visit their shrines, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving glory, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving glory, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.